Welcome home, sweetie. How was work? Huh? What's the matter? You really look devastated. Oh. They let you go? Why? It was part of a mass layoff? Oh, baby. I'm so sorry. Come here. Shh. There, there, honey. Please don't cry. I'm here for you. No. None of that. You did nothing wrong. It may be scary, but this is only a temporary setback, love. Shh. Enough of that. I'm not gonna let you treat yourself like this. Tonight, you're not leaving my side, even for a moment. Now, come on. Let's go lay down on the couch and unwind a bit before we talk more. That's it, sweetie. Lay down and use my thighs as a pillow. I know that's what you love. There's really no need to thank me. I've told you this before. I love you and I'll always be there to comfort you on your worst days. Just like how I know you'll be there to comfort me on mine. I know you love it when I kiss your forehead like that. I also know you love it when I run my fingers through your soft hair. You really do have such nice, smooth hair, love. But listen, you have no need to be worried. You're smart and a talented young man, and you have a great work ethic. And I'm sure any company would be lucky to have you as an employee. I know I'm certainly lucky to have you. Honey, I know things are grim, but I've been where you are before, and things, they do get better. Life is filled with bumps in the road, and this is just one of them. And I know it's really quite scary, but there will be more times like this in the future. But the important thing to remember is that all of these ordeals, they'll help you grow as a person. I've had my share of hard times too, and in a way, I'm thankful I went through them. I'm thankful because if I hadn't, I may never have met you, darling. The best thing you can do for yourself now is to keep looking ahead. As much as these hard times will help you grow as a person, the most important thing to do now is to actually wallow and then get back up on your feet. See? That's the spirit, darling. I'll help you proofread your resume tomorrow. I'm sure, with some perseverance, you will find a new job in no time at all. But for tonight, let's focus on resting up. Ah, baby, you still look so stressed and tense. How about a nice shoulder rub to help you unwind? I knew you wouldn't turn one down. Well, let's start with your back and shoulders. Oh, jeez, baby. You're so tense. Your back, it must have been killing you. I really wish you would have told me you were having all this back pain sooner. I would have given you a massage sooner. Sweetie, it wouldn't have been a bother to me at all. Besides, I love helping you out like this. Well, I really do love those cute little sighs of relief whenever I hit a tense spot. Yeah. I do make those sounds too when you help me. But that's just because your strong hands feel so amazing when you rub my body, darling. Now you want to give me a back rub. You really are the sweetest baby. All right. I guess it's my turn for pampering then. Ready when you are, honey. Your hands feel so amazing, darling. A little lower, please, baby. Lower. Just a little lower. Yes, perfect. That's the spot, honey. This feels heavenly, love. Keep going. Darling, the couch is nice and comfy, but I can hear our comfy bed calling for us. Come on, darling. Let's get to the bedroom. Yes. You can be the big spoon tonight. I love having your big, strong arms all wrapped up around me anyway. Oh, my. Aren't you excited? Picking me up like this and carrying me to the bed all of a sudden? I love that you trust me enough to help cheer you up when you're feeling down. Now, let's get under those soft, warm sheets. I swear we have the comfiest bed ever. But it's even comfier with you in it with me. I swear, I could stay like this with your arms wrapped around me forever. I am so happy with the life that we've built together, my love. I can't even imagine what my life would be like without you in it. Other than being devoid of the joy you bring me. So, please stay with me forever. Oh, thank you, my love. It feels amazing to hear your reassurance. Tomorrow morning, I'll make you your favorite breakfast. Yes, chocolate chip pancakes with green apple slices and a nice hot black coffee. You're very, very welcome, baby. Now, come on. Let's get some shut-eye. Tomorrow is the start of a whole new chapter in your life. And me? I'll be there with you for the whole thing. Good night, my love. Baby, are you still awake? Still a little too stressed to sleep, huh? This won't do. Tomorrow is a big day and you need to be well rested. You know, baby, I have something in mind that'll tire you out a bit and release some more pent-up stress. Come here, honey. My, you didn't take long at all to get ready, did you? I really am a lucky woman to get a man who's both wonderful to be around and wonderfully hung. Do me a favor and sit up at the edge of the bed, baby. Alright, honey. Pull it out for me. It's as amazing as ever, my love. You love it when I squish my big, soft boobs between your amazing cock, don't you, honey? Yes, grab them and use them to jerk yourself off. Oh, it feels so good when you squeeze my boobs, honey. Yes, my boobs belong to you, honey. I belong to you. I can't take it anymore, honey. Sorry for pushing you, but I can't hold myself back any longer. Just look at what you do to me, my love. I'm absolutely drenched from you using me. And my fingers, they just can't compare to your dick. I need it in me now. Oh, yes. Yes, it feels amazing. It's like your dick was made for me, honey. I've never felt anything this good. Everything about you drives me wild. Oh, with so many good feelings. Oh. I could never imagine my life without you. Come with me, baby. I want us to experience pure bliss at the same time. That That was heavenly, my love. We could do this a million more times, and I'll still be left in pure ecstasy. You truly are the only one for me. I love you, darling.